Hello, and welcome to the Small Business University audio series. This series represents yet another step in accomplishing Grandy & Associates' vision of teaching small business owners how to run profitable companies. Each presentation features a different national speaker or business owner sharing dozens of cost-reducing, profit-increasing ideas to help you become a more profitable company. Tom Grandy, founder and president of Grandy & Associates, provides this presentation. Tom is also the creator of the Small Business University audio series and has been providing business training to the trades industry since 1987. Tom has seen companies come and companies go. He's also watched those same companies ignore many of the danger signs along the road to going out of business. As Tom shares, take special note of each danger sign and simply ask yourself, is that me? If so, do something before it's too late. Now, find a pencil and paper and prepare to take the temperature of your business. This just might be the most important 30-minute presentation you've ever heard.
Let's begin this presentation with a fictional story. You're born and raised in Booth Bay Harbor, Maine, and for the past 30 years, you've owned your own restaurant right on the water. It's not been a gold mine, but it's paid your bills and has put your three kids through college. You and your wife of 35 years are getting older. All the kids are married, and they've moved to greener pastures hundreds of miles from home. Winter isn't as much fun as it used to be when the kids were growing up. As a matter of fact, winter seems a lot worse than it used to be. The snow's getting harder to shovel. Moving around in those sub-zero temperatures seems to affect your body more and more each year. After months of long conversations with your wife, the decision is made. You decide to sell the restaurant and move to a little populated coastal area of Florida to open up a brand new restaurant. It'll be a great adventure. New people, new area, new business. And besides all that, it'll be warm all year long. No more snow, no more cold weather to deal with. Over the coming year, the dream becomes a reality. The restaurant in Booth Bay Harbor sells relatively quickly, as does your home. You've both done a lot of research on the east coast of Florida, and after several trips, you've found the perfect piece of property right on the coast, nestled in the sleepy little town of Orangewood. Population, 2,674. There's no franchise hotels, no restaurants. It's quiet, real quiet. There's no internet service, no cell phone coverage, and the local paper comes out once a week. The move is made, and the restaurant opens up, and all is well. As a matter of fact, you're making more money than you did when you were in Booth Bay Harbor, and it's warm all year long. The kids even enjoy coming to visit. It's early fall, and the busy tourist season is about over. Things have slowed a bit to the normal fall and winter pace, which includes local regulars, but very few tourists. One day, the sky begins to look a little bit odd, and the wind gradually picks up. Yes, it was odd, but not overly alarming. You also notice that several of the regulars haven't been in for a few days, but even that wasn't all that unusual. Perhaps they were sick or decided to eat at home. That happens sometimes. As evening approached, the weather became a bit eerier. The surf was picking up, and so was the wind. Weather like this never existed in Booth Bay Harbor, but you'd not lived there all that long, so perhaps nights like this occurred occasionally on the east coast of Florida. As evening progressed, you were mildly concerned, but also a bit tired. So you and your wife head off to bed early. In the middle of the night, you're awakened by strong winds and heavy rains, unusually heavy rain. The weather intensifies, and before long, several trees have blown down. You call a friend a couple of miles away, but no answer. Soon you lose power. The storm continues through the night, and finally, the morning light comes. You go outside to find damage everywhere. Trees are down, roofs have blown off, and there's flooding in many areas. Several businesses, including yours, are heavily damaged. What happened? You stop a passing police car patrolling the area, and you ask him, what's going on? The policeman looks at you with amazement and then finally says, "Don't you know what happened?" But he could tell by the expression on your face you were clueless. He then said, "Hurricane Humboldt came through last night with 105-mile-an-hour winds. Most of the town evacuated several days ago. Why didn't you?" Disaster had come and gone, and you were totally unaware of it until it was too late. All the information about Hurricane Humboldt was available, but you missed it. News about it had been on the TV for several days, but then you don't own a TV. It was in the USA Today paper, but you only read the local paper, and it only comes out once a week, and it's not due until tomorrow. Radio? Never listened to it. Sure, your regulars at the restaurant were missing, but you never asked the question why. As the storm grew closer and closer, you heard the winds, saw the surf, and watched the heavy rains come down, but you were totally unaware of what was happening. The storm had come and gone. All the needed warning information was there, but you missed it, and now it was too late. The restaurant was gone, and your house was damaged. You should have been paying attention. You should have noticed the warning signs. Now, that was a fictional story, but this is not. I've been working with contractors throughout the trades industry for 18-plus years. Over that period of time, I have observed a lot of once profitable companies go out of business. Business failure is not an overnight situation. Like our friends in Florida, all the warning signs were there, but most company owners simply miss them until it's too late. If companies made serious mistakes today and went out of business tomorrow, the warning signs would be easy to read, but it doesn't happen like that. It's kind of like the frog story most of you probably heard before. If you take a live frog and you drop him into a pot of boiling water, he'll jump right out. He didn't have to have a fellow contractor, his wife, or a consultant tell him it was hot. He knew it was hot, and he did something about it. Immediately, he jumped out. If the process of going out of business was as clear and recognizable as the frog situation, most contractors would be like the frog. They would make changes immediately. However, most companies that are in trouble are more like frog number two. Frog number two is placed in a pot of cold water. The environment feels pretty good. The water is cool and it's refreshing and he has room to swim. Everything seems okay. No trouble ahead. What frog number two is unaware of is that his pot of cold water has been placed on a stove, and the heat has been turned on, but just barely. An hour later, frog number two is still swimming merrily in the pot, completely unaware that the burner has been turned up a little bit more. The process of turning up the heat and warming the water continues for the next 18 hours. The water gradually gets hotter and hotter. But frog number two doesn't realize it. Sure, he's a bit less comfortable than he was before, but hey, we all have hard times, so he pays no attention. Although he has the ability to jump out of the pot, he doesn't. Because the situation, the water getting hotter and hotter, is so gradual, he really doesn't notice. By morning, frog number two has croaked. He's floating upside down in the pot of water, and he never knew what hit him. Even though he had the ability to jump out of the pot, he missed the warning signals, and it cost him his life. Many contractors in the trades industry are like frog number two. Things aren't like they used to be. Hey, times are changing, but no big deal, right? Wrong. There's trouble ahead. The actual process of going out of business is a very gradual process, much like frog number two's situation. Typically, the process of going out of business for contractors takes 2 to 4 years, not months, years. And the changes are so gradual, most miss the red flags along the way. During this presentation, I want to discuss a couple of red flags that might just be telling you, hey, you're in trouble, without even knowing it. As you review the danger signs, ask yourself, is that me? Am I in that situation? If so, you may be in trouble and not even know it. If some of these red flags apply to your business, it's time to make some changes. Get out of the pot as soon as possible. Here are the danger signals in no particular order. Danger sign number one, are you paying yourself a regular and reasonable salary from current income, not from borrowed funds? Let me say that again. Are you paying yourself a regular and reasonable salary from current income, not from borrowed funds? If you are unable to draw a regular and reasonable salary from the business, that is a danger sign. A healthy business provides the owner a regular and reasonable salary. That doesn't mean that occasionally things aren't slow, and as usual, you're the one without the paycheck. That happens occasionally, but if it's happening on a regular basis, over a prolonged period of time, take it as a warning sign. The cause might be a problem with pricing, or perhaps it's a receivables problem, but either way, take it as a red flag and find out what's going on. Danger sign number two, is your line of credit growing? A line of credit is designed for one purpose and one purpose only. It's to be used for short-term borrowing against receivables. If that's really how it's being used, your line of credit will be reduced to zero at least once or twice a year. If, however, your total line of credit is constantly growing, it's not getting smaller, it's growing, it's a red flag telling you, hey, trouble ahead. How did you purchase your last vehicle? Did you use your line of credit to buy inventory? Have you been drawing on your line of credit to make ends meet at the shop or at the house? The bottom line is this. If your line of credit is continuing to grow rather than being reduced to zero once or twice a year, there's trouble brewing. Sooner or later, the bank is going to say, that's enough, no more borrowing. In fact, we would appreciate it if you'd pay off your line of credit in full by the 15th of next month. By the way, are you aware that the bank can do that? They can call that loan 100% at any point in time? Watch your line of credit and be fully aware of what it's telling you. Danger sign number three. Are you able to pay for new vehicles with cash? Are you able to pay with new vehicles with cash? Equipment replacement costs are typically the second highest cost of doing business in a contractor's company. When products and services are properly priced, funds will be available to pay for, yes, pay for, new equipment with cash. If you are constantly finding yourself borrowing when it's time to purchase a new piece of equipment, chances are you're not priced properly. Remember, the customer pays for everything, including your equipment and your vehicles. If your customer doesn't pay for it, guess who does? Take the time to sit down and recalculate your hourly rate at least once a year, and be sure to include dollars being set aside each month for the eventual replacement of equipment. If you aren't paying cash for equipment, it's a red flag that need not be ignored. Danger sign number four, how old are your trucks? The average life of most vehicles in the trades industry is about 6 years. Traditionally, the new truck goes into service, and after about 3 years, it's moved into installation, where the wear and the tear is less, and you get another 2 to 3 years of service out of it. So how old is your truck? If you have vehicles that you've been nursing along that are 7, 8, 9, 10 years old, or even older, that is a danger sign. The money obviously is not there to replace equipment. Danger sign number five. Are your payables increasing? Are your payables increasing? Payables are what we owe other people. Healthy companies pay their bills on time each month. If you're not doing it already, begin to track your total payables on a monthly basis. Put the information on a graph and watch the trend. If your total payables are increasing each month, it's a big, yes, a big red flag. Increasing payables may be a receivables problem, but in most cases, it's a pricing problem. Watch the payables each month, and if they're growing month after month, find out why. Danger sign number six. Are you current with all your suppliers, and especially with your distributors? Or are you using them as your bank? I'm going to say that one again because that's a biggie for contractors. Are you current with all your suppliers and especially your distributors, or are you using them as your bank? Cash flow P&Ls only measure real dollars in and real dollars out. Increasing amounts of money owed to suppliers, that is payables, will not be reflected in your P&L statement. Use the balance owed your suppliers as a thermostat to the health of your company. Did you hear me? Use the balance owed your suppliers as a thermostat to measure the health of your business. Healthy companies pay their suppliers on time most of the time. Unhealthy companies owe their suppliers increasingly amounts of money. How do you stand with your suppliers? Are they calling you every week, asking you about past due amounts? The calls will keep coming until the huge red flag called "We're putting you on COD" begins to fly. Some contractors miss even this huge danger sign by simply moving to another supplier, thus starting the process all over again. A very good indicator of how healthy your company is to take a close look at your current account status with your distributors. If you're paying on time and taking discounts, that is a very good sign of health. If your balance is growing a little bit more each month, watch out. There's trouble ahead. Danger sign number 7. Are your taxes current? Are your taxes current? Unpaid taxes are not just a red flag. They are very serious business that can cost a company owner a bunch of money in penalties and interest, not to mention possible jail time. If you're not paying your taxes on time, payroll and personal, it is a giant red flag. Trouble is on the way. I would strongly suggest you set up a separate checking account for payroll. Each payroll period, transfer the gross payroll, plus all matching taxes like Social Security, Medicare, and state unemployment, etc., to that account. Once transferred, write your payroll checks out of that account. What's left after the checks are written? Right, all the employees' taxes plus all your matching taxes. If you don't see the money in your general checkbook, you're much less likely to spend it. Pay your taxes on time. Let me say it again. Pay your taxes on time. Don't fool with Uncle Sam. He is not your friend. Danger sign number 8. Your accountant tells you you're making money, but there's no money in your checkbook. Accounting numbers are great for lots of purposes, but they will not tell you the whole story. If you have a loan payment of $500 a month and the interest portion of that loan payment is $100 a month, the only thing that shows up in your P&L statement is the $100 interest expense. The other $400 you paid out in principal simply goes off to never land. If your accountant's telling you you're making money, but there's nothing in your checkbook, see how many loans you have. If you have a lot of loans, you can easily be getting a false reading from your accounting numbers. Be sure to put the full amount of your loan payments into your formula for determining your hourly rate. Again, if the accountant says you're making money, but you don't have any of it, it's a red flag. Danger sign number 9. Last but not least, do you have real money left in your checkbook each month? I don't mean your accountant said you made money. I mean, do you have real cash dollars in your checkbook after you have paid your own salary? When all your bills are paid, your line of credit is at zero, you're paying yourself on a regular basis, money is put back for replacement equipment, you're current with your suppliers, and you still have money left in your checkbook, you truly are profitable. Cash is a real truth teller. Your accountant and/or accounting statement may or may not tell you you're profitable, but you can bet if all the things we have just discussed are in proper order, your business is healthy. Often, I talk to contractors on the phone about attending our 3-day basic business boot camp, and they tell me things like, "Tom, we're priced right. Our sales are increasing. Cash flow is not a problem. Da-da-da-da-da-da." And when they're through telling me how great things are, I ask one simple question. The question, Or perhaps I should say the statement goes like this. I'm glad everything's going well for you. I assume that means you have piles of cash laying around, right? The phone often becomes very quiet at the other end. Cash is king. Don't kid yourself into thinking everything is going great if there's no money left in the checkbook. You're in trouble. We as people have become masters at deceiving ourselves. Take a little time to review the above red flags a little bit more closely, and then ask yourself if any of those red flags are being raised in your business. If so, find out what the problem is, and find out fast. If you need some help, give us a call, or perhaps consider attending one of our basic business boot camps. The boot camps aren't for just people in trouble. They're also used to help good companies become great companies. Don't forget about our friend in Florida. All the danger signs were there, but they were ignored. Be honest with yourself and make a checklist of things to look at on a monthly basis. It's a whole lot easier to correct a problem in its infant stage than it is to deal with the consequences years later.
As always, we welcome your feedback on each presentation. Please feel free to give us a call with your comments. The Small Business University audio series is produced and distributed by Grandy & Associates. If we can be of service to you, please give us a call on our toll-free line, 1-800-432-7963. Or check out our website at www.grandyassociates.com. Until next time, remember, invest your time and invest your money in those things that will reproduce.